walking, hiking, and dancing, or gradually increasing endurance to transform your body. Begin in the beginning, and then get to the end. And begin by walking, and walk farther and faster every day. In a way, our bodies were made for walking. We are amazing at it. Try to give up your car, and if you can fit on a bicycle, do it. If you are too large for a bicycle, then you are a bodybuilder. All that extra weight, all that time, added up to give you an athlete's body. Walk, rest when you need to, but keep on walking and extending the distance by gradually increasing your endurance. You gently disable your body's ability to protect fat reserves. As a result, you will burn up your fat and expose your muscle. Make your walks interesting. Make a list of all the neat places. State parks, museums, gardens, hey, maybe even lakes. And certainly trails and bicycle paths. And go explore. Take lots of photos. Mark your adventures on a big map at home. Tell the world by posting on the internet. When you are ready, go camping and hiking every weekend if you can. Because there is little to do around the camp, you will want to keep moving, keep walking, and keep going on tiny little adventures. You will be forced to switch to a protein diet and to go to sleep when it gets dark. Hiking and camping is an amazing way to further your transformation. Practice hiking and camping at the same time, as in multiple consecutive days, sleeping in different places, so that you can get an idea of what it is like to walk the AT. The AT is the world-famous Appalachian or Appalachian Trail. It is one-third of your Triple Crown. Make room in your life and walk all three, the Appalachian, Pacific Crest, and Continental Divide trails. Do not worry about your job. Your job will certainly not worry about you. Worry about your health, because that is up to you. Sign up for the gym, but only when you are ready to go visit daily. All a gym is climate control. A guarantee that you can work out without any interruptions. Please do not allow yourself to ever accumulate damage. If that occurs, you must take weekends off. And if every day is too overwhelming, try every other day for just the first few months. It is very sad that the gyms and workouts are basically misunderstood. Everyone seems to be copying some arrangement of movies, which are in turn copying everyone. But those aren't real workouts. They are fantasy workouts. And machines are only for those who have injuries. They are not for healthy people. They are only for people that have difficulties performing normal exercises. And, you know, I think bodybuilders may use machines to their advantage when they want to focus on a particular muscle that the judges are going to pay attention to. But come on, full body motion is so much more important than dealing with any of that. The people you see sitting on the machines are actually resting and probably a little bit too much because they don't understand that they're supposed to gradually increase their activity period and gradually decrease their rest. So they're mixing things up and the body isn't receiving the signals to adapt. To increase your endurance and keep at it, you actually need a calculator, or better yet, a cheap, no-brand interval timer. The true workout has been revealed in the 1980s by none other than Hollywood stars. We know it today as the aerobic workout. But what it really is dumbbells in hand, music in ears, dance trance from trying to move to the music, and no rest at all, just like joggers do it. If you are large, make your way towards 3 hours. If you are medium, you will only need 2 hours non-stop workout. And if you are small, you are already perfect. But yes, even a fit person can dance. And the result of that is back and abdominal muscles and delicate muscles throughout. But the biggest benefit here, and this applies to all body shapes and sizes, is overall fitness, flexibility, and of course, extended longevity. I recommend shuffle dancing, or just practicing the sweet and gentle, really rounded off Napoleon Dynamite routine. I can't help you with the bros at the gym. They will laugh. They will talk behind your back. But please know that dressing beautifully is a form of warfare. The more beautifully you dress, the less powerful your bullies will become. I don't know about hats, but you can wear a long, bushy tail to the gym. It is actually possible to make your bullies laugh so hard that they turn inside out. That's how turtles became a thing. Finally, and most importantly, begin in the beginning with dumbbells as well. It does not matter that you can start at some high weight. You begin with the 3-pound dumbbells, at least for the first week. You dance, learn to move your body, sort your songs by beats per minute. And when you get to a point where you think to yourself,
"These dumbbells don't do anything for me,"
then let them be dumb for 1 more month. And then yes, move up a weight, but also speed up your songs a little bit. If you feel the dumbbells in your back, oh boy, you went too fast, too far, you were not ready. You are in fact wrong that they were not doing anything for you. The lower weight dumbbells weren't doing much for your biceps, maybe. But they were gently working on your back to make it more flexible and stronger so that you could lift heavier and longer. Go back. But consider keeping your music slightly faster and maybe make your workout a little bit longer. I repeat, dance with dumbbells. Do not stop. Gradually increase your endurance. Increase your workout periods while decreasing your rest periods. And use an interval timer if you need to. Go light and slow, but not too light and not too slow. Always monitor your body, especially your back. And your endurance will begin growing and eventually leaping forth like a growth spur, where instead of adding 1 minute, you can double and sometimes even triple your workout duration. This hard-earned endurance will give you the ability to overwhelm your body and enter the athletic transformation zone. You will know that you are there the moment you realize that you see visible results weekly.